Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 4-4, and a return to the topic of Kiddush HaChodesh, but the context here is we've been listing out several of the Takanos that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai established after the Chorban of the Beis HaMikdash, and this one has to do with that. It says, Barashono hayu makabun edus HaChodesh kol hayom. Originally, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would accept the witnesses to arrive the whole day. We'll learn now this is referring to specifically on the 30th day of Elul, which could be Rosh Hashanah. That's how Rashi learns, and most. So originally, the Edim could come whenever they showed up, and meaning that the whole day of what could be Rosh Hashanah, they would treat as potentially Rosh Hashanah in terms of not doing Malacha, but they would wait to figure out what's going to happen in terms of the other technicalities of the day. Pam'achas nishtahu ha'edim malavo. And it once happened that the witnesses delayed in coming. V'niskalklu ha'levim b'shir. And the levim, in their shir, the song they sing while the wine libation is poured for the Tamidin, the Tamid Shashach and Tamid Shabin Arbaim. So the shir shalom that we sing in the Beis Knesset is the same shir shalom that they would say on the actual, with when the Nisach, the libation was being poured. The problem is that Chazal established special Shir Shel Yom for the various Yom Tovim. And although that doesn't apply for the Shachris Shir Shel Yom on Rosh Hashanah, which always is like the regular weekday, because in normal times, the Tamid Shel Shachar, the morning daily offering, is brought first thing in the morning, really prior to an Edom coming to give testimony. So it would always be the case that we wouldn't know what to do yet in terms of whether the day was Rosh Hashanah or a Chol day. So it always would be the Chol one that was said for the morning. But for the afternoon, Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, it depended. If the Edom came and it become Rosh Hashanah, they would say one Shir Shayom. And if they didn't come, it would be treated as Chol, and they would say another Shir Shayom. And this year what happened was they made a mistake regarding the Shir Shayom. According to the Bar Tanura, that means they didn't know what to do and they said nothing at all. They just skipped the Shir Shayom because they didn't know whether Edom would come or not. There is another sheet in the Gemara that they said the Shir Shayom of a regular weekday of Chol, and then after they brought it, then the Edom came and they made it Rosh Hashanah, and it turned out in retrospect that they said the wrong Shir Shayom. So that shouldn't happen again. Hiskinu shlo yu makavlim ela ad ha-mincha. To prevent that from happening again, they made a takana that they wouldn't accept witnesses anymore any later than that deadline. Ad ha-mincha is a reference to the time of the bringing of the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, and that way you couldn't have this problem anymore. Now, you might ask yourself, wait a second, it's all not great that they messed up the Shir Shayom, but there are worse things. I mean, most notably, there's a special mitzvah d'oraisa for bringing certain korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah, and the din is once you do the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, the Beis HaMikdash is kind of closed for business that day, and it's too late now to bring the musafim. So they wouldn't be able to bring the korban musaf that's appropriate for the supplementary offerings that are required for Rosh Hashanah because they brought the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim already. So if that's the case, why would the Mishnah focus on a relatively minor thing of just, you know, not having done the Shir Shayom when they didn't do the proper d'oraisa issue, bring the korbanos that are applicable to Rosh Hashanah? So the way that Rashi, also the many Rishonim learn, is that although it's true that you're not supposed to lecharchila bring korbanos after the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim is brought, but b'di'evan, in such a scenario, you would. And therefore they understand that it was brought, and that's what's on the Mishnah. The Musafin for Rosh Hashanah were brought just after the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, given the fact that they have to do it, and that obligation is doche, it pushes off the usual obligation of not bringing Karbonos after the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim is brought. The Rambam learns that no, they also didn't bring the Tamid, sorry, they also didn't bring the Musafin, and so that's of course a bigger problem, although the Mishnah doesn't mention that explicitly. But that being the case, however, the scope of this machlokus, therefore, is subject to that machlokus between, I'll call it Rashi and the Rambam. So what that means is, according to the issue, Rashi's issue, it's just a matter of Shil Shayom, on a normal Rosh Chodesh, besides for one that could be Rosh Hashanah, the Shir Shayom is always the same. It's the same as whatever weekday it is. And that being the case, this issue we have here would never be a problem on a Rosh Chodesh other than Rosh Hashanah. And that being the case, the Takana that we're about, that we just said, about not accepting the Edom late in the day, would only apply on the 30th of Elul. However, according to the Rambam, if you can't bring the Korban, even a Korban Sib or a communal offering, after the Tamashul Ben Harbaim has been brought, so then this problem would apply every Rosh Chodesh, because there's a Musaf that's to be brought every Rosh Chodesh throughout the year, and therefore this Machlokos would apply to all events throughout the all Rosh Chodeshim throughout the year. V'imboa Edom min mincha ulamala. Now, what do you do if the Edom come late in the day? We'll revert back to, like the Rashi simply here, if they now did the Tamashul Ben Harbaim on Rosh Hashanah, but could have been Rosh Hashanah, but now it's just the 30th of Elul. So what would they do? Nohagin osoha yom kodesh. They would treat the whole day as kodesh anyways. They would ignore this Edom, put their fingers in their ears, so to speak, and say, we're not listening to your testimony, we're not accepting your testimony now. Since every Rosh Hashanah on the 30th of Elul, they began the day treating it as a potential Rosh Hashanah and therefore refraining from Malacha, they persisted that till the end of the day. And then they made the second day, ulamachar kodesh, they made the second day, meaning the 31st day since Rosh Chodesh Elul, that became Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, and that was Kodesh as well, and that was the day in which brought their Korbanos, did the Musafin, etc. Now, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, after the destruction of the temple, and the issue of Korbanos and Shir Shayom were no longer an issue. They just, that's not relevant anymore because, of course, it's not operating. Hiskin Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai, so then Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai made his Takana, Shiyu Mekablin Edus HaChodesh Kol Yom, that once again Edim could come to testify and seeing the new moon last night throughout the whole day. The reason why is because as long as there's time to declare the today the new month, that's fine. It doesn't impact anything really in terms of Korbanos and Shir Shoyom, etc. As far as the treating the day as Kodesh, like in Rosh Hashanah, so again, it would depend. They always started the first day. If they declared the first day as Rosh Hashanah proper, they wouldn't have a second day of Rosh Hashanah. And if not, they would have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Nowadays, we do have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah across the board, and really it emerges from this, not from the issue of just a suffix of not knowing when Rosh Hashanah was declared, as would be the case in the diaspora for any Yom Tov, but rather based on the idea that this middle case we saw before, that they would make the first day and the second day both treated as Rosh Hashanah, even though they knew that it was just the second day, for argument's sake. So that being the case, the din of 2 days Rosh Hashanah sort of takes on a life of its own as a din derabanan, as opposed to simply just a suffix, and there are nafka minas, like we learned in Maseches Beitza, you can learn over there. Now, that was the fourth of the five takanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made that we mentioned here in the Mishnayos, in this perek, and we have one more, which is Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha, va'od zos hiskin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai had another takana, according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. Some learn Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha is the son of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is referred to as Karcha because he was bald and he was in hiding from the Romans. Whatever the case is, whether that's true or not, he had another takana, shefilo rosh bezdin b'chol makom, that wherever the rosh bezdin happened to be, the one who was in charge of declaring that the month was Mukudash. You'll recall back from the second parak we said, based on Psukim, that we implicate Dafka, Moshe, and Aaron, that it has to be the Gadol Hador, who's the Rosh Bezdin, the Av Bezdin, who's doing the Kiddush HaChodesh. So once there's a Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the location of the Sanhedrin and the Av Bezdin is potentially variable. So it moved around a little bit, and the location wasn't fixed like it was before. The stability of the whole society wasn't the way it was. And therefore, it was very possible that the Edom could show up to where the normal place of convening of the Sanhedrin or his Bezdin, the Gadoldor's Bezdin is, and he just wasn't there. So normally, Me'ikar Adin, that would then suggest that they would be required to go find him. They'd have to walk around until they find him so he can declare the new month. But the takana here is, wherever he was, Shelo Yuha Edom Holchin El Makom HaVa'ad, the only obligation that the witnesses had is to go to the place of the Va'ad where the Bezdin normally meets, where it should be meeting, and then give their testimony there. And if the Av Bezdin, the Gadol Dor, happens to not be there, so then so be it. The Takana is that Bezdin is authorized to accept the Edus and do the Kiddush HaChodesh even without him there. The reason why we he made this takana is because the alternative is that the Eidim have to run around willy-nilly looking for the God Lador, the Bezdin, and that's, you know, in the good old days without cars, you're walking around and searching for him, who knows what, they're going to get very frustrated, and they just won't come another time. They'll say, why should I come give Eidus, which just became a huge pain in the neck for me. And that being the case, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made this takana that they just show up in one particular place, and that's sufficient, give a testimony, and the Bezdin has to deal with all of the rest.